video, I will be going over what a drop is and what it looks like here on our learning platform. So just a reminder, for any Christian Development School course and Leadership Excellence course, you can drop only if you've completed no more than 2 quizzes or graded assignments total. And this includes any previous enrollment. So just a reminder on what that means. If you've completed quiz 1 and 2 in a course and then you drop it, you choose to re-enroll later on and take quiz 1 again, you've now completed 3 quizzes total and can no longer drop that course. If you do drop a course and choose to re-enroll later down the line, you will have to start from the beginning. So let's head over here to my dashboard, and we'll start with what this looks like in a mini course. So mini courses may be dropped at any time. That drop will not be shown on your transcript, and there's no eligibility restriction. So I'm here in the mini course on how to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I just enrolled here, so you can see my enrollment duration. And then below that, you'll see the drop/withdraw button. So because this is a mini course, when I click drop/withdraw, it's prompting me that I can always drop mini courses, so just a reminder there. And then to officially drop the course, I will just click the button, drop this course. Now, to confirm that you want this action to take place here, you'll just be prompted to type drop course into the text box. We'll have you check mark your understanding that you will have to repeat the entire course if you choose to take it again down the line. Then you'll click the red drop course button right there. And then we have confirmation here that I've dropped the mini course on how to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. So now let's move to a course that is awarding credit, a full-length course here. So we'll head into my Old Testament survey course. We can see here that the drop and withdraw button looks about the same as in the mini course. And we'll just note here that I have completed quiz number 1, but I have not completed quiz number 2. So I have only taken 1 quiz in this course. So when I click the drop or withdraw button, it will tell me that I have used 0 of the 2 course drops available this semester. So again, the mini course is not counting towards that. So this just confirms that I am in fact eligible for the drop. It's reminding me that this course is restricted to a maximum of 2 completions of quizzes. And it's noting that I have only completed quiz number 1, so 8% of the course. So all of this is just affirming that I am eligible to drop the course, and the process will look very similar to the other one. We will confirm. I do in fact want to drop this course. I understand that I have to repeat the entire course. Make sure we check that. And then we'll click the drop course button. And again, I have received confirmation here on my dashboard that I have dropped the course Old Testament survey. So as the pop-up noted there on the screen, you can only drop up to 2 courses per semester. And just a reminder, we operate on a 3-semester system. So our first semester is January through April. Our second semester is May through August. And our third semester is September through December.